When did you find out, and how do you feel when you found out you were selected?
I was very excited and very pleased.
Fantastic. So just to chat up quickly about a few issues that are like national as well. The NHS is a big issue at the moment.
Yes.
How do you think Labour and yourself should be supporting the local NHS?
We're obviously the party that supports the NHS, and a lot of people here have been very concerned about potential plans for the George Elliot Hospital contained in the Strategic Transformation Plan, which has caused a lot of concern locally because local people and local councillors and councillors weren't involved in its generation. So there's a lot of backdoor stuff. But we'll be campaigning hard to preserve current services at George Elliot, mainly for the reason that people want a local hospital, and it's very difficult to get to the proposed alternative at Walsgrave, both either by public transport or private transport. So we'll be campaigning to keep as many services at George Elliot Hospital as we can.
Fantastic. The other, I suppose, big thing on the national agenda is Brexit.
Yes.
How will this impact Nuneaton, in your view?
Well, obviously, people voted by 2-1 to leave here in Nuneaton, and it's going to happen. We have to accept that it's going to happen. What we've got to make sure is that as a result of that process, and obviously it looks like Theresa May is content to leave the single market, the fear is that that's going to have a big impact on jobs here. And we've got lots of companies around that are in the automotive supply chain, and automotive manufacturing is a big deal for the West Midlands. We've got to make sure that those jobs stay here in the UK when the Brexit process takes place.
Sure. So you're out on the campaign trail. What sort of things are you hearing on the doorstep?
Well, I won't deny that we're getting some feedback about Jeremy Corbyn. That has been an issue during the county election. You know, he's very much, I think, a Marmite character. A lot of people, some people don't like him. Some people are saying that they like his ideas. And it would be interesting to see how that reaction changes when people realise the full proposals that are in the manifesto. But around here, people are concerned about employment, they're concerned about jobs and economic development, and they're concerned about infrastructure. We've got quite a lot of development going on, and we need investment in infrastructure to make those developments work for everybody.
You said he's sort of a Marmite character.
Yeah.
Do you stand on any certain side?
I didn't vote for Jeremy, but he's the leader of our party. He's doing some very good spontaneous meetings around the country, in contrast to Theresa May, who is doing stage-managed meetings with activists. He's very keen to get out and meet the people.